Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the country is witnessing violent protest. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports. Around 200 students have returned by regular flight services through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The ministry said the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Rajshahi, Shillet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. The ministry is also coordinating with civil aviation, immigration and land ports and BSF authorities to ensure a smooth passage for Indian citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. During the talk, both leaders reiterated their firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights in the years to come. Highlighting the momentum generated by recent high-level contacts between the two sides, they agreed to advance the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation in various areas. This includes trade and economic cooperation, animal husbandry, pharmaceuticals, education and space, among others. Prime Minister Modi thanked Mr. Luxon for looking after the interests of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand. Mr. Luxon also assured of continued efforts towards their security and well-being. Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said India needs valuable contribution from the chemicals and fertilizers industry to help the nation become a 5 trillion economy. Addressing the launch function of India Chem 2024, the minister said the government is committed to provide all necessary policy and program interventions that are needed by the industry. He added that the industry also needs to be mindful of and focus upon intermediates, imports, research and development and manpower training. Mr. Nadda wished that the upcoming India Chem in Mumbai will bring valuable insights and directions for the chemicals and fertilizers industry. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has alleged that the Hemant Soren-led government in Jharkhand is the most corrupt government in the country. Addressing the Extended Working Committee of Jharkhand BJP at Prabhat Tara Maidan in Ranchi, Mr. Shah said 300 crore rupees were found at the residence of an MP, while 30 crores were seized from the possession of the PA of a Jharkhand minister. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and centre-wise results for medical entrance exam, NEET-UG, on its website, following the direction of the Supreme Court. The Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and centre-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Choden today co-chaired the third India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks in Thimphu. During the meeting, the Bhutanese side presented the Project Tide Assistance BTA proposals as well as the first tranche of the BTA projects to be implemented during the 13th five-year plan period. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the two sides approved a total of 61 projects amounting to 4,958 crore rupees in various sectors. Besides, India and Bhutan also held wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of bilateral cooperation, including development partnership, energy, trade and investment. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri was on a two-day official visit to Bhutan, which concluded today. This was his first visit abroad as Foreign Secretary. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, Thailand defeated Malaysia by 22 runs at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.